provisioning devices to connect them to a Wi-Fi network is a hard task. Very often requires manual interaction with a device. Keys entered manually, shared with operators. Not good, not secure. Today on the IoT show, we'll see a solution leveraging true zero-touch provisioning for Wi-Fi. And that's going to be demoed with an Azure Percept device by Keith and explained by Michael from Aruba, presenting the Aruba Central solution. That's today on the IoT show. Hi, everyone. You're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host, and we'll be talking about zero-touch provisioning with Wi-Fi and the Azure Percepts kit today. And for that, we have Keith from the Azure Devices and Platforms team, as well as Michael, who is from Aruba. And you'll see why we have Michael over here. That's a super interesting topic. So let's get started with some introductions, actually. Keith, tell us about yourself and what your team is doing.
Yeah, so I'm a senior program manager on the Azure Percept Devices team, and we are building a Azure Percept dev kit that can do a wireless touch provisioning solution with zero touch. And that is what we're going to be showing today.
Awesome. Thanks, Keith. And the Wi-Fi zero touch provisioning part is just one of the many things that the Azure Percept dev kits can do. But when it comes to Wi-Fi, actually, Michael, you're part of Aruba, and Aruba provides Wi-Fi solutions, right?
That's right. I'm Mike Tenefoss. I run IoT and strategic partnerships for Aruba, which is a Hewlett-Packard enterprise company. We're very well known for our high security Wi-Fi solutions, and we've been working for quite some time with Microsoft to simplify IT deployments and IoT integration.
Yeah, and actually this simplification of deploying IoT solutions is something critical, and we'll talk about that, Keith, in a moment in terms of the demo that you will be presenting and why we're talking about this topic. Well, let's actually just jump into that. So set up the context for what we're going to see today, Keith, please.
Yeah, so we started our journey by listening to what customer feedback was saying about what we could do here. The top pain point for the wireless provisioning was doing multiple devices and provisioning into a Wi-Fi network is hard, and it's really a manual process that's super inefficient. And the cost in integration and deployment time, it all needs to be simpler. So this provisioning of Wi-Fi devices is not only painful to the end customers, but also hinders device makers and their ability to make the made-to-stock single-SKU IoT devices.
Okay, Keith, so how it's done today? So everyone knows it's complicated to connect these devices, right? You have to have people in their home when they want to connect the Wi-Fi, home automation, or gadget. They have to go through the hoops of putting the device in access mode and access point mode and things like that. So tell us how it works, especially in the industry today. An operator comes onto a site and wants to deploy and connect devices.
Yeah, so we hear about two methods most often. Like a solution provider, he's given or she's given the Wi-Fi credentials to place on a device. And then there's the other part, which is where the IT department has to send somebody out to go manually configure each device as it's being placed into service with its Wi-Fi credentials. So you can see how inefficient and insecure this process can be. Provisioning these Wi-Fi devices is just way too hard.
I see. Okay, Keith, get that. It's hard. So what are the beaten pieces we're going to see today that help solving that problem and make it easier?
Yeah, so if you didn't have a chance to see the Ignite keynote demo, I'd highly recommend it. In their demo, they actually showed how easy it was to create and deploy AI models with the Azure Percept dev kit. And at the end, they showed how zero touch provisioning was able to bring multiple Wi-Fi enabled devices into service simply by powering them on. And that's what we're going to talk about here. This zero touch provisioning, it was made possible by the convergence of two things: the device provisioning service, which provides this single framework for storing device information, and then Wi-Fi Easy Connect, which is a Wi-Fi Alliance standard. Now, these are the two basic stages: get connected and get provisioned. That's it. So,
okay, and more specifically for the demo itself. So you have the two steps here, like for the end-to-end provisioning, I would say, like, hey, from powering on to being connected to a cloud solution. But more specifically here, what is the hardware you're going to use and what is the software you're going to use as well in that demo?
Yeah, so we're going to be using the Azure Percept Dev Kit, and that will be doing the ZTP device. It'll be the device that gets provisioned, and the Aruba Gateway access point. And that is going to be the acting as the configurator.
Okay. Thanks, Keith. So, Michael, this is the opportunity for you to tell us more about Aruba, the Aruba Gateway, and the Aruba Central solution, which actually is a cloud management tool, if I understand that correctly. So tell us a bit more about that so that the audience understands better what's going to happen.
Sure. Well, let me introduce Aruba Central, which does play a cameo role in zero-touch provisioning. It's a cloud-native service built on a microservice architecture that delivers AI insights, security, unified infrastructure for any kind of deployment, whether it's a campus or a branch or data center. And it does that all from a single point of glass. So that is an Aruba cloud service product.
Awesome. And we'll see it in action. And you were saying it's almost a cameo, right? We're almost not seeing it actually, right?
That's right. In fact, you don't see most of the technology that's involved here. And that's a good thing, because by making this truly zero touch, we've hit the easy button and we've allowed devices to be provisioned at scale without requiring any specialized training or knowledge. There's actually this unfortunate belief that strong security implies complexity, and that's just the opposite here. We want to dispel that belief and provide the strongest security possible in the simplest possible way. You plug it in, you turn it on, and that's it.
And okay, let's see the magic happen then. So Keith, actually look at that.
Sure, so let me start the stage by saying what my deployment goals are, reiterating some of what Michael had said. I have to deploy multiple devices as a pilot project to an area which has Wi-Fi networks. The site is remote. So one of the goals of the deployment is that the existing on-site personnel, they need to be able to do this deploying without having to do the configurations. So the device needs to be ready for ZTP and pilot out of the box. So let's go ahead and power on the device. So first you'll see here that we actually don't have the device in IoT Hub yet. So now I'm gonna go ahead and switch over to the device's camera and power on our device. Now, the boot sequence and everything else is quite boring. And so what I will do is switch back and talk to you about what the process is. The first thing that the device does after booting, it announces its presence using Wi-Fi action frames every few seconds. The Wi-Fi LED is going to show blinking during this announce phase. The configurator is there to hear these presence announcements and then recognizes and authenticates the device. And then the configurator sends down the Wi-Fi settings, which are the unique credentials or device specific credentials it will use to connect to the local Wi-Fi network. Now, this unique credential allows Aruba to provide the identity-based controls to enforce additional application layer policies, prioritization, traffic forwarding, and other network performance policies for the device and the network. And once the device's LED goes solid, we have an association with the Wi-Fi network, and the normal boot process of provisioning can go through, and device provisioning service will take over. And at that point, you can see the device has come online.
So let me ask you, Keith, while it's happening. So yeah. I'm not clear on the role of the Azure device provisioning service in the Wi-Fi or network connectivity provisioning here. Can you tell me a bit more about what's going on when it comes to the device provisioning service and its relationship with the Aruba Central solution?
Yeah, so the device provisioning service is and already has knowledge of all the devices that are going to be provisioned. And so this was the logical place for us to start to have the configurator pull its extra needed information. So we worked with the DPS team, and they have a new feature coming out that's going to allow extra optional device information to be part of each device record, so that when the configurator makes a connection to the Azure DPS instance, it can actually go and read all of the Wi-Fi ECC keys that it needs to for these incoming devices. So as the first step, that is how it gets connected.
Okay, got it. And then the second step is usual provisioning a device. Device comes to DPS directly. Now it has internet connection. I get it. Right. Okay. Let me turn to Michael on this one, because I was worrying a bit if we could know and learn a bit more about Wi-Fi Easy Connect and what's the role of the Aruba access point, and if it's really required at the end of the day, in that scenario.
So Wi-Fi ZTP solution is built on a Wi-Fi Alliance standard. And Microsoft and Aruba are working together to productize the technology so that enterprise customers with existing Aruba Wi-Fi infrastructure can use it and can also maintain the security and identity-based controls for which Aruba is well known. And all of these mechanisms are enabled automatically with devices that are on board with Wi-Fi Easy Connect and ZTP. You don't have to compromise features or security for the ease of use. The device class, this concept of a device class, is an enumeration of different types of IoT devices that customers can define to have distinct access policies. And after provisioning a device with unique credential, we'll know the device's class and we'll be able to apply that customer defined policy with robust connectivity even before the devices fully connect to the network. So we've integrated the configurator function that Keith described as part of our Wi-Fi infrastructure. And once the customers perform the one-time linking of Aruba Central to the device provisioning service, the devices can be activated anywhere within the coverage of the wireless LAN, in a room, across a site, across a campus. So the interaction of the device and the configurator is defined by the Wi-Fi Easy Connect protocol, which is a Wi-Fi Alliance standard. So the net result of the Wi-Fi ZTP solution is that it delivers uniform security, uniform visibility, and uniform performance across the Aruba Wi-Fi network without disruption or degradation of IoT devices that are sharing the network. If a customer isn't able to use the integrated ZTP function, all Azure Percept dev kits can be configured to take on a configurator role and provision devices onto most Wi-Fi networks. Or in fact, anyone can make a device that becomes a configurator if they wish to.
Interesting. Yeah, that's pretty powerful, actually. So a device, if I sum it up correctly, will need a configurator to be on the network. If there is one, it will connect. It can become a configurator on its turn. So then if it roams around and there's another access point with no ZTP, with no easy access capabilities, then that new device can act as a configurator, right?
That's right.
Okay. So get it correctly. Now, and you were saying, Michael, this is interesting. So any manufacturer can actually implement that. So the Easy Connect part of Wi-Fi is a standard, right? So the industry can adopt that, and we really hope will. And so Keith, back at you. So what was required from the hardware and software perspective on an Azure Percept dev kit to make it happen, to make that device able to leverage that zero-touch provisioning capability, but also eventually become a configurator on the network?
Yeah, so to ensure the solution was easy to adopt for device makers, we wanted the hardware requirements to be as little as possible, and lucky for us, they were. We include a TPM, and this is factory provisioned. In the TPM is a Bootstrap ECC public key for Wi-Fi, and that is used during authentication for the configurator. And then the other piece is the Wi-Fi hardware. So you will need a Wi-Fi adapter and driver whose supports action frames and remain on channel. And from the hardware perspective, that is it. On the software side, all the software that is necessary to enable ZTP is in the Azure Percept Dev Kit and will be open sourced. So, and Wi-Fi Easy Connect, as it being a Wi-Fi Alliance certified product, will have all of the needed pieces.
Nice. Okay. Well, that was a good demo. So I think, Keith, it's time to wrap it up with some key takeaways of what we've just seen here today. So if you want to sum up the technical key takeaways for our audience, that'd be nice.
Yeah. So first off, we have the bootstrap keys that you have being done at the factory from the TPM with Wi-Fi Easy Connect. And then you have your choice of the configurator. So you can either pick, if you already have your Aruba network set up, you can use that. And if you did not have an Aruba network, you could use one of our Azure Percept dev kits as a configurator, and it would just connect to your other local Wi-Fi, whatever that might be. Devices, once powered on, will automatically connect to Wi-Fi through Wi-Fi Easy Connect. And the automatic provisioning of Azure Device Percept DK devices to IoT device provisioning service happens as a result of getting network connections.
Okay, and now Ashley, back at you, Michael, from the business perspective, what are the key takeaways and what are the things you want our audience to actually remember today?
Well, there are really three primary takeaways. First of all, this solution addresses the top pain point by provisioning multiple IoT devices to Wi-Fi networks with minimal effort. That's the first. The second is that it lowers the cost of integration and deployment time at scale. And finally, it's built on a standards-based approach. It's not proprietary. So between those three, we've accommodated the requests from customers to make this process simple. We lower the cost of doing it, and we've also given them a standards-based approach.
I love it. Perfect. Good summary. Everyone who's just watched all of that, you can now go read the blog post that has all the details, all the resources, links to learn more. And that link actually is going to be shown down there. And it's aka.ms/IoT show. Let me actually bring it up. There you go. aka.ms/IoT show/Azure Percept Wi-Fi ZTP, like zero touch provisioning. Keith, Michael, thanks a lot for your time. Nice demo, nice explanations. I look forward to eventually see you again on the IoT show. And Michael, thanks a lot once again for your time. Aruba is providing some very interesting solution that I'm sure IoT developers and operators will love. Thanks everyone for watching the IoT show, and see you soon. Bye.